Long ago, in a previous age, by Maharaj Indrajumna. By the way, King Prataparudra was an incarnation of Maharaj Indrajumna. The particular temple that we see now was constructed because, you know, over the thousands of years it has to be renovated again and again. This temple was built approximately 2,000 years ago. It is the same temple that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu worshipped within. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after he took sannyas, he was traveling to Vrindavan, but by the arrangement of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he was brought to Shantipur, where we visited yesterday, and there he met with his beloved mother, Sachi Devi. When Sachi Mata saw Lord Gaura Sundar in the drab saffron-colored robes of sannyas, he no longer had his brilliant, beautiful golden garments, and his beautiful, all-attractive, long, curling, pure black hairs were removed from his beautiful golden moon-like face. And all that remained was the shaved head of a renunciate. Sachi Mata, unable to control her emotions, began to weep and weep and weep with tears of loving feelings of separation from her own son, although he was standing just before her. Lord Gauranga, being overwhelmed by the love of his beloved mother, who was none other than Jashodamayi herself, he fell prostrate at her lotus feet and begged her to forgive him. He said that this body of mine belongs to you. You have created it. You have nourished it. I had no right to act independently and accept this sannyas order of life without your permission. Now, if you like, in order to satisfy your love, I will remain at home with you. Sachi Mata began to think that if a sannyasi stays home with the mother, he will certainly be discredited, and how painful that would be to her heart. So Sachi Mata, she requested Lord Gauranga that if you go to Vrindavan, I will never hear from you and I will never see you again because it is such a distant place. But the same Lord Krishna that resides in Vrindavan is residing not so far away in Jagannath Puri. So please, my dear son, I request you, make your residence in Neelachala Kshetra, Sri Jagannath Puri Dham. Sri Neelachala Kshetra ki, Sri Jagannath Puri Dham ki, Sri Purushottam Kshetra ki. Jagannath Puri is sometimes called Purushottam Kshetra. Purushottam means is a name of Jagannath, which means he is the supreme most person, the supreme personality. It is his abode. Neelachala Kshetra, because it is on the Neelachala hill. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Sri Jagannath Puri Dham along with Nityanand Prabhu, Jagadananda Pandit, Damodar Pandit, and Mukunda. We will tell these stories little by little. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived in Jagannath Puri. He came in his 24th year. For the next 6 years, from 24 till the age of 30, he based out of Jagannath Puri, but he also traveled through South India. Sometimes he went to Vrindavan. And from the age of 30 to the age of 48, for 18 years, he continuously stayed in Jagannath Puri, practically going nowhere else. And for the last 12 years, he especially remained mainly in the Gambira, his room, absorbed in ecstatic love, in the nights, and through the days, he would go out with his devotees into the same streets we have the same fortune of being. And he would raise his arms
and have wonderful, wonderful, wonderful kirtans, circumambulating the temple of Jagannath, performing Rathiyatra, going to the various holy places of Jagannath Puri, loudly chanting along with all of his associates. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Within the walls of this compound, they have immense cooking facilities. I was told over 700 cooks and massive cooking facilities. Everything is done in a very traditional and very orthodox manner. In fact, any vegetables that are not originally from the land of Bharatvarsha and mentioned in the Vedic literatures, they will not offer to Jagannath. Potatoes, tomatoes, cauliflower are not offerable to Jagannath. Only those vegetables that are very traditional through the centuries, through the millenniums here in Jagannath Puri will they offer. Only by the special Brahmins that are born within the family of Jagannath's pujaris through the hundreds and the thousands of years. And in Jagannath Temple, they have 8 offerings a day. They offer 8 times a day. And 56 offerings they offer to Jagannath every day. In massive, massive quantities. And tonight at 7 o'clock, we will have the good fortune by the arrangements of Mahaprabhu Das to have a beautiful feast of Lord Jagannath's Mahaprasad.
I have been told that this temple was covered by a king recently, before a few hundred years, by cement or some plaster because it was decaying. So government of India has taken charge. Now they are removing that plaster which you see in the upper portion, and the original temple, like that stone which you see, the small temple here, the original temple they want to preserve by this special chemicals so that it will not get decayed. And people can see how the original temple was constructed. So this is going on since last 10 years, and they are spending crores of rupees for renovating this temple
and to bring it in the original position, and it can stay for thousands of years further.
Shri Jagannath Mandir Ki! Jai! We have a beautiful darshan of the holy chakra of Shri Jagannath Dev. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was first coming into Puri, during the first time, just after he was received this instruction from Sri Sachi Mata, from a long distance away, he saw the chakra of Jagannath Mandir, and in ecstatic love, with tears flowing from his beautiful lotus eyes, he fell prostrate at offering his obeisances to Jagannath. And then so eager to see Lord Jagannath, after seeing the chakra, he began to run to the temple. And although it was just a couple of kilometers, it seemed like thousands and thousands and thousands of kilometers as he was running and running to the beautiful form of Lord Jagannath. And finally, when he entered into the temple and he saw the beautiful form of Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra, in the ecstasy of love, he fell unconscious.